Penguin Random House Audio presents The Vanished Birds by Simon Jimenez. Read for you by Shayna Small. Part 1. Chapter 1. Six Harvests. He was born with an 11th finger, a small bead of flesh and bone beside his right pinky. The doctor calmed the worried parents and told them the nub was a harmless thing. But still, he said, unlacing a small cloth pouch, a farmer needs only 10 fingers to work the duba. He coaxed the child to sleep with the smoke of torched herbs and sliced the nub from the hand with a cauterizing knife. And though the mother knew her baby felt no pain in his medicated sleep, she winced when the flesh was parted and clutched him to her breast, praying that there would be no memory of the hurt when he woke, while her husband, unable to resist indulging in his hedonism even then, breathed deep the doctor's herb smoke and was spelled by a vision of the future. In his dilated pupils, his son, a full-grown man, handsome and powerful, with a big house at the top of the hill, the new governor of the fifth village. To commemorate this vision, he had the finger boiled of its flesh and its bones placed in a corked glass jar, which he shook on wistful days, listening to the clack of good almonds as he whispered to his baby, "You are going to run this place one day." The boy burbled in his arms, too young to recognize the small and varied ways life was contriving to keep him put. They called him Kata, the old name of this world. Kata